Georgia's Senate race is one of three that remain undecided. The others are in Minnesota and Alaska. In Georgia, incumbent Republican Saxby Chambliss got the most votes, but he didn't get the majority he needed to avoid a runoff election. So the campaigning continues. To help Chambliss, Senator John McCain heads to Georgia today. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Democrats now hold 57 seats in the U.S. Senate, and they'd like to add another. Republicans desperately want to hang on to this Georgia seat, so they're upping the ante in an effort to solidify their support. This week, Senator Saxby Chambliss asked about 100 state Republican legislators for their help.
From the standpoint of turning out to vote, it's critically important that we have a commitment from each of you to make sure that in your respective districts, that we are seeing the largest turnout that we've ever seen.
Chambliss was about 8,000 votes short of a majority in the general election. His opponent, Democrat Jim Martin, got about 47%, and a Libertarian candidate took 3% to force the December 2nd runoff.
And I don't have to tell you what will happen in our state if we don't prevail.
The chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, Senator John Ensign, says Chambliss is part of a firewall that will protect conservative interests.
With Barack Obama as our president-elect, with them at least getting 57 votes, potentially getting 60 votes in the U.S. Senate if this race is lost, there will be no check on the liberal policies that the Democrats can bring to Washington, D.C.
The party is bringing in John McCain, who won Georgia, for a rally this afternoon, and Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee is scheduled to visit this weekend. National Republicans are also running a web ad called It All Comes Down to Georgia.
Barack Obama has been elected president.
We're going to be increasing our majorities in the House and in the United States Senate.
If Martin wins, that gets the Democrats that much closer to 60 in the Senate, and at 60, they can do just about anything they want.
Jim Martin is running his own ad, which also focuses on Barack Obama.
Jim Martin has worked to do what's right for our country. He served his country in Vietnam. He helped pass the biggest middle-class tax cut in Georgia history. Now Jim Martin will work with Barack Obama to get our economy moving again.
This week, Martin showed up at Atlanta's Veterans Day Parade downtown. On this chilly day, military schools, National Guard members, and veterans of every branch marched, and the Democrats stopped to greet some of them.
Major Jim Martin, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Major, nice to meet you.
How you doing?
I wish y'all a safe return from Afghanistan. I know that.
Martin says he'll represent the middle class and work to turn around the failing economy.
Truth be told, Barack Obama set the tone after he won the election. We need to reach out to Republicans and Democrats to solve these problems, and I'm perfectly prepared to do that.
Martin has invited the president-elect to come to town. There's no word yet whether that will happen. Martin is downplaying the national Republican presence, saying the runoff is about Georgia voters. Both sides have accused the other of trying to buy the race, as the national parties are expected to spend millions more on this campaign. The outcome will depend on which one can get more of its base to go to the polls a second time. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.